next. The Huddle with CodeBlue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
Well, today Boris Johnson was very keen to promise that in times of Brexit, New Zealand will see more from Britain, not less.
If I can just make one thing absolutely clear, I say this when I'm blue in the face. Brexit was not, will not be about Britain turning away from the world. On the contrary, it is about us wanting to, of course, to keep great relations with our European friends and partners. But it is also about rediscovering and intensifying friendships and partnerships around the world.
Well, Josie Pagani and Matthew Hooton on the Huddle this evening. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Matthew, I'm going to start with you. We can't officially begin, we're told, trade talks. But in reality, you know, we kind of have to behind the scenes, don't we? They can't offer us anything until Brexit is done and dusted. But is that one of the reasons why Boris Johnson is here, to have some sort of unofficial talks about issues such as trade?
Absolutely, and that's just a legal fiction, isn't it? I mean, diplomats are people who refer to non-papers when they put things down in writing that they say isn't officially on writing. So I think what has begun here is a negotiation for a post-Brexit relationship between the United Kingdom, one of the world's largest economies, and New Zealand, and it's happening in all but formal name.
Lamb and butter and wine are three things I think that they're pretty keen on, Josie. But you would expect, I think, for Britain potentially to tap into some of our expertise here with the foreign trade agreements that we've been involved in, you know, particularly with the Chinese. They'll want some of that expertise. It's our forte, not really theirs, is it?
They'll be desperate for negotiating power, and we've got expertise in that. But, I mean, let's just take a reality check here. Brexit, I was over there a few weeks ago. This is a looming disaster for Britain. I mean, Britain, the politics of it are one thing. So the Tory party is in complete disarray. And I love the way Boris Johnson said, somebody asked him about the infighting in the Tory party, and he said, it's completely passed me by.
Which is brilliant, isn't
such
it?
A lie.
Perfect
such a
political
lie.
Answer.
It's a nest of vipers. So, I mean, and he's one of the contenders along with David Davis, who's negotiating the Brexit deal. But the point is here, both Britain and the US politically are very unstable at the moment, very unpredictable. It's actually the first time in New Zealand's history that our two Western allies have been so weak. So it's a little bit like, you know, parents need to go into a home. They've both gone gaga. They can't look after themselves anymore. And we've got to tell them. I mean, the idea they've got some kind of trade deal to even contemplate, let alone offer, is just dreaming.
Well, that's the Guardian speaking to us there that Josie's downloading there. I think
not.
That this should be looked at far more positively by New Zealand. This is the world's fifth largest economy. It is going through a divorce with its main economic partners just at the moment. But its rhetoric, particularly Boris Johnson's rhetoric, is all about globalism and reaching out. And, of course, in the Conservative Party, one of the objections to the European Union was that it was a socialist superstate, that it had those enormous high trade barriers. And what Britain is saying is it wants to be more global, more free market.
I think it came down to largely immigration, didn't it? Just like the situation with Trump. I mean, it was all about immigration there as well.
The freedom of people. They want to stop the freedom of movement of people. That's right. They don't. And Boris Johnson and the Tories, generally, the right and the left in the Tory party, don't like, you're right, Matthew, the social protections of the European Union and so on. But let's not forget, 500 million people, the biggest free trade bloc in the world. I mean, the idea that Britain is deciding whether or not it wants to be friends of the EU, they're in a total panic. Are they a member of the single market?
Very
Are
well.
They a member of the customs union?
Great.
Will there be a hard border in Ireland? I mean,
all you're doing is giving the typical, you're just giving the boring left-wing critique. It happened. Here is the opportunity for New Zealand. This is the world's fifth largest economy. It is
got nothing to offer.
It's got the world's fifth largest economy in it, and millions of consumers. Do you want to listen? This is what the opportunity is here, Josie. And we can now see why the political left is in such disarray here. New Zealand has an unbelievably brilliant opportunity to work with this guy to say, you're looking for friends, we're your historic friend, we're good at negotiating trade agreements with large economies such as China. We like being at the